sinistra.
The panel headed by the Chief Justice in relation to filling the vacancy that existed by the resignation of Advocate Pansika Gura in the IEC. So that is the agenda item that we have today. As it is required by the Act, that when such vacancy exists in the IEC, then the Chief Justice will lead a panel that will advertise the vacancy and shortlist and interview candidates, and then recommend a number of candidates to Parliament for consideration by the multi-party committee of Parliament to recommend a name to fill a specific vacancy. Now, in relation to today's meeting, that is what we are coming to do. Now, there are two three things that we have to deal with. One is that the economic freedom fighters was represented in the committee by Honorable Gadi. I am informed that he's no longer going to be part of the committee. There are administrative processes, I think, that are underway. And then today, then the EFF will be represented by Honorable Messer. Is that correct? Thank you very much. And then welcome, and we'll appreciate your contributions in this particular committee. This is the committee that deals with a department that knows every citizen from birth until to death. Right. And then also from the African National Congress, Honorable Mnisi, who has been deployed to elections in the South. Yes, and then today I think she's, she has an alternate member who is actually in her place. It's Honorable Ngalime MF. Welcome. Of course, until Honorable Mnisi is back, then we'd welcome your contribution as well in the committee. Then we have got one apology that we have in front of us from Dr. Mulder. That's the only apology that I'm aware of. Any other member that is not here is just after, without notifying us. And I think that clears up the logistical things and housekeeping issues. Now that I think empowers me to go to the main item. Can I just confirm with honorable members, those that have just arrived today, that you did receive a copy of the report from the Chief Justice? Is there anyone that did not receive the document? Or can we have any indication? Because the secretary has indicated to me that he has actually emailed the document. I think before we went to the workshop in Johannesburg of the Home Affairs, it was emailed to us. And then when he came back, again, I requested that it be resent to members. So we all supposed to have received it, and unless it is something terribly wrong has happened with our electronics. Mambo.
particular person. It's not, what if the chairperson says something terribly wrong?
Yeah.
Unless?
Unless something terribly wrong has gone with our electronics.
Okay. Mine was not only terrible, say it was horribly wrong. So it's the two, the terrible and the horrible. At any rate, I received my documentation this morning. I had not received it. My office, I think, probably is where the documentation, especially the hard copies, were sent. But I did receive this morning. I almost did not make it for this meeting because I did not have the documentation. But I got it. Thank you.
I think this secretary, I need to talk to you. What do you know about that?
I do have here an email which confirms that the electronic copy was also sent to your secretary. So,
the name of the secretary?
Yes, Nomfundo Zulu. And then also, if it shows that it was transferred, and then also shows the email with the link to the CV. And also, I can also confirm that Unandipa, I think it was last week Wednesday, she sent her copies to all members.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I noted what has been said. I think Unandipa, when she sent the staff, she did her good work, and she sent the hard copies to some delivery place. Yes. And then I think probably something might happen. But anyway, Chairperson, we sorted out the matter because I called our committee coordinator in Nandipa in this morning, and then I got the staff sent.
Okay. No, it is fine. It is fine then that we have a particular situation. Honorable members, within the report, then there are 8 names that have been recommended by the panel headed by the Chief Justice to us. We are not expected to do any interviews or whatever. All we are expected is to consider the report of the panel led by the Chief Justice and recommend one name to the House. That's all we are doing. Now, I hope that all of you have read the report and you have internalized the CV, and then you have made up your positions of decision. What is very important, that one that needs to indicate, honorable members, is that we are seeing a vacancy in the IEC. And the IEC is expected to deliver elections next year, local government elections. And already the process of elections are underway. The demarcation board, I think, is already in the process of actually delimiting laws and boundaries for the IEC to do its work. And it must do the work earnestly. And there is really no time. Because the vacancy that they're feeling is a vacancy left by a commissioner who was a full-time commissioner. So which means that the number of full-time commissioners have been reduced to be able to give assistance to the administration of the IEC. We really need to make sure that they really fill that vacancy so that the IEC can start running and run at full capacity and ensure that the elections next year, then they are delivered, then there's assurance of them to be fair. And so we have now the 8 names that we have read I'll definitely now need to move to the point where I'm having these proposals, a big name to this particular committee, whom are we nominating, so that you recommend to the House for the House to agree with us so that the President can make the necessary appointment. Let me hear you, Kumele, and then followed by Honorable Hussein. Yeah. Honorable Kumele.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members. Honorable Chairperson, let me first thank the Chief Justice for electing, for selecting eight capable people whom I regard with the same respect. I think it is very difficult to select from the eight candidates. But at the end of the day, perhaps we've got to make a determination. And then I am proposing that perhaps the candidate should be a person that would hit the ground immediately, be able to deal with the environment and have the environment that he or she is accustomed to. And I propose that perhaps we look at Mr. Mashinini, who is a former Deputy Chief Electoral Officer of the Electoral Commission from 1998 to 2001. And then he has been part of establishing key systems in the establishment of the Electoral Commission. And then given the nature of the commission, I think you need people that can institute and adapt systems going forward. Additionally, we value his institutional memory, and then according to Judge Mukwege, he is a strong administrator, and looking into the future, he has been successful in implementing e-voting systems in Nigeria, the e-voting system in Nigeria. Mr. Mashinini has, through his electoral management company, assisted in the running of free and fair elections in countries like Democratic Republic of Congo, Mozambique, Swaziland, and Angola. And we know that in this area, you normally have very heated contestation of elections. And if somebody can run elections in that type of environment, it then gives us confidence for the future. And then in the same capacity, he has advised the president, and then he explained and on attaining his advice to the president, according to Chief Justice, he did so, and I quote, tellingly he explained his case based on his knowledge of the Electoral Commission process. He is available full-time, so there is that flexibility. If the situation demands urgency and demands full deployment of resources in terms of time, capacity, and resourcefulness, he will always be available. According to the Chief Justice, he articulated his independence and professionalism very well. So among the excellent eight, I propose Mr. Mashinini. I thank you.
No, thank you for that particular proposal that has been made. And is there any other proposal or any support of the proposal that has been made?
Sure, thank you very much. I'm indeed not going to be supporting the proposal, but I'll make the comments nonetheless. So let me just start by saying that I think that the one thing that we all will agree with in this room is that the IEC, being an institution which is the guardian of our democracy, must be absolutely isolated from all forms or any form whatsoever of any political manipulation or any perception thereof as well. And it's critical in order for us to make sure that there is genuine trust in that institution, that any individual who sits on that board does not have any linkages to any political party currently, nor are they even seen to be as such. And that's critical in the interest of ensuring that the IEC is a trusted institution in South Africa. Probably, in my view, Jay, one of the few institutions that have been isolated from political manipulation. That's my view, which I share, and we would like to make sure that it remains as such. Chair, excuse me. I've heard that there's been yet another resignation at the IEC, and if that turns out to be true, it would turn out, Chair, that there would be no woman representatives on the board. And for that reason, I would argue that what the committee should do is, in the interest of making sure that we have at least a single female representative attorney until the next vacancy is filled, that we should rather consider a female candidate from the list of eight that was submitted. We're not comfortable with Mr. Mashinini because his current linkages with the, and his closeness with the president of the ANC, that makes us extremely uncomfortable. And so I'd like to put that on record and make sure that if it will proceed with Mr. Mashinini, that our views in that regard is recorded in a report to Parliament.
Yeah, I think we just need to speak to the anticipation, because we are, up to now, I think we are not aware of any other vacancy that is coming officially. We are not aware of that. And therefore, I think it will be premature for this one to discuss that particular matter or even bring electoral impact into the current item at the moment until it happens. And then from the IEC, then it gets communicated to the Speaker of the National Assembly. And then it gets referred to this committee if ever the Speaker feels that this committee is the appropriate committee to deal with a particular matter. And then honorable members must remember that when the vacancy in the IEC exists, the Speaker has the right either to create an ad hoc committee to deal with that matter or send it to one of the two. So, that's why I'm saying is that it will be premature for us to discuss any other anticipated vacancy that has not been communicated to us or has not been referred to us to deal with that. Honorable Dose.
Thank you, sir. Look, I think that the consideration of a woman is important nonetheless, whether there is going to be a vacancy or not. There is a shortage of women in the commission. That's the first point of departure and defense of a gender representation in the commission. It doesn't assist to add when we've been given an elaborate list of very able people, or the summary say everybody can will be able to serve adequately in the commission. And the ANC is recommending that them out of all the capable people we've been given, all of which the report that we've received says they are all capable. They will suitably serve well. And of all of them, you are recommending somebody who has a direct link to President Jacob Zuma. And that is the only thing he did well was to explain well, but we don't know because the relationships are not questions of explanation, they're not questions of discourse, they're not questions of discussion, they're questions of actions. And we're saying that we need to restore credibility. Remember that we went to the elections of 2014 with a shadow of doubt over the IEC. We need to restore credibility. There must never be questions around the Independent Electoral Commission. And it would be even much more great to replace a woman with a woman. So that's the demotivation of this President Jacob Zuma advisor and Mr. Mashinini, as it is put here. So I would first way is, Honorable Chairperson, that we actually look at women. It's not on the basis of whether there's going to be a racial. If there is, and then it's even worse, but if it is, there's only one person left there who is of a of female gender. But let's add a woman. I'm still looking because some people have much more information. I would be interested to hear recommendations of other people before I make before we make our own. But our own will definitely be a woman. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I have heard the arguments that have been put up from Honorable Shail and Honorable Ndos. The difficulty is that they are not putting any proposal other than an argument for a particular principle. And I thought that Honorable Gumede has tried to put a position and made a proposal to be considered. And if one could have been assisted on this particular matter, and then if you raise principles, then the principles should be supporting the proposal, not just to be a general discussion of principles. You make a proposal, then you will try to support your proposal. And but at the end of the day is that as a committee, you must be genuine and true to what we need to do. We need to fill a vacancy in the IC and make sure that the IC is able to discharge its responsibilities. We shouldn't be too much mechanical. We shouldn't be too much mechanical to an extent that we actually defeat the intentions of making sure that the IEC is functional and is capable of discharging its responsibilities as early as now, as we are speaking, with the big mammoth task of planning all what is required to deliver the election, the local government election. And I need to be assisted, because at the moment we have got only one proposal that has been made on the ground. There is not any other count except the principles that have been told in Mango.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. If I might just say my side. Firstly, Chairperson, I was surprised and shocked when I heard Honorable Ngozi mentioning that the gentleman that was proposed by Ubabu Gumede seemed to have been working with the president, but that is not the issue at the moment, but I'm still surprised and shocked. Secondly, I would like to propose a second name, which is a woman. The name is, the nominee is from Mr. Shalele Kathleen Zepo. That is the person that is being nominated. If we look at her status, I think I can go on check. Yes, yes. Her academic qualifications, she is a woman, of course. She's got a BProf degree, admitted to the Attorneys of the High Court in 1989, attended the judicial training as a judge in 2008, obtained the following certificates through the Independent Mediation Services of South Africa on arbitration, mediation, and dispute resolution. She did an 8-week course in intensive commercial law training. She's got an advanced short course in business rescue by UNISA, a regulatory examination and key individual certificates by FSB, root cause analysis technique certificate by IRCA Global, health and safety training course by ESCOM computer-based adjudication skill course by LEAD LEAD, commercial law transaction certificate and certificate of appreciation of legal benchmarking of land and real estate law in Angola and South Africa. I think on the second page, when you go right down and written practice history, when one looks at the recent practice history, she's a director in the firm Molebedepu Inco Attorney, the female-owned firm, which started in 1994 and has employment of 29 permanent employees, 90% of which are female or are women, successfully facilitated and mediated many disputes, among them hostel dwellers and neighbors communities, through independent mediation service of South Africa. She's also involved in a lot of community-based organizations. She's adopted a school in Zonke Zigwe. They also adopted a ward at Kisani Baragwan Hospital. And they also operate a food bank. But the most important area which I would like to end up with this time with TV is the appointment. She was appointed the General Secretary of the Black Lawyers Association. And presently the chairperson of the Gender Committee on the Law Society of South Africa and chairperson of the Gender Transformation Committee of the Law Society of Northern Province between 2004 and 2010. She was the chairperson of the Audit Committee of the Pro Musica Theatre, which is a municipal entity of the City of Johannesburg, and also a non-executive director of the same entity, currently a non-executive director of ATMI, Insurance Indemnity Fund. She was a member of the Gauteng Landlord Tenants Board and also a member of the Transformation Committee of the Business Unity of South Africa, BUSA. She was a counselor of the SADC Lawyers Association, representing the Black Lawyers Association in South Africa, committee member of the Enforcement Committee of the Financial Services Board, chairperson of appeals of the Security Industry Regulatory Board, liquidator appointed by the Masters of the Supreme Court, chairperson of the Business Women of South Africa, member of the South African Business Network. Thank you, Chair. So I'm asking, proposing that we consider her on those grounds which I've just mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's hear Honorable Rapuchi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honorable...
Where's the mic? Somewhere on the wall.
This is
all
on. Yeah, I was just saying that Honorable Gumede has already proposed, and we went through all the CVs, and we have found that the Honorable Mr. Mashimi is the rightful candidate to be appointed for the post in IEC. Based on all the CVs that we have received, We also took in consideration that maybe the woman who is one of the commissioners. So we recommend that Mr. Mashinini, and then there is not, we are not going even to go on orientating because we are just left a few months. So I think I also support what Honorable Gumede has already alluded, notwithstanding the fact that there is no any woman than a woman in the IEC. Thank you
very much, dear Honorable Ute.
Chair, let me just say that
let's have only one committee meeting.
I would have a problem with Kathleen Depo, specifically because she has made it very clear on where she stands as far as her political affiliations are concerned. Now, that shouldn't be something that should disqualify somebody. But when you go out on a public platform and then you start encouraging people to support a certain political party, and that's from a tweet from her, which I'm very happy to read, during the 2014 elections, where she says, "Remember where we're coming from, Viva my ANC, vote ANC." So in my view, that one, a person who does that on a public platform, is certainly not someone that any other political...
Let's give Honorable Hussein the opportunity to say exactly the same way as you try to give Honorable Member to say what they want them to say. It is his turn. Let him speak. Let us not laugh. And it doesn't matter whatever he says. He says out of his heart. And then supporting his position must be given opportunity to be heard. May proceed.
So Chair, somebody who... And I made the comments earlier in terms of the importance of this institution being absolutely isolated from all forms of political manipulation or any perception there, public perception in order to hold that. I would be extremely uncomfortable for us to support the suggestion made by the IC representative with respect. Chair, I would rather propose that Ms. Janet Lauf be considered as one of the commissions, and that is the proposal from my side. And then you have two proposals on the table and we can see how we deal with it.
Okay, at least now we have made a proposal that members at least they can think about. And then, Honorable Maxson. No, I haven't. Honorable Maxson had a hand. Oh, can I go to Honorable Nancy now until you have sorted out your thing? Thank you very much. Honorable Nancy.
Thank you very much. I'm worried a little bit because here we're talking about social being rather produced by society in an environment where there's socio-economic and cultural issues and relations. Now, when you come here and argue as if there are people who are free from politics in the society, they're not making a big mistake. Here, what we should be considering is the integrity of the person and the qualification. Particularly, I'm supporting Masrini because here we've got the history of him being part of the IEC, which means the time that has left for us, he will be able to move fast. I'm worried about us, knowing too much about each and everyone about things that are outside the thing. And the problem is that even some of us know a lot about others inside this room. And if we can start pointing things to one another, then we'll be creating a problem. I want us to consider who has ready on what is needed to be done and how the person can do it, the integration of the person, the relations, the total link, and everybody here. I know Janet. Even the person who nominated Janet, I know that. But I can't talk about that thing because if you go there, you will focus to realize that Janet also linked to the NP. What are you going to say? So we might find that all of them are linked to the NP because it has been the leader of society for quite some time. Even now, most of us know that. So my proposal is that let us not base our issues on old and other things. Let us focus on what is here before us and the impact of the person to do the work and the capacity of the person to do the work and the qualifications as they were looked by the trustees here. So I support the machine.
Okay. Honorable Zod.
Thanks, Chair. Look, there are two things. Not the link to the NCE that qualifies, well, that makes up to now, Mr. Machine, is a link to the person. That is, let's put that argument very clear. We appreciate that a lot of people who have participated in the anti-apartheid struggle would have, in many ways, done one being linked to the Congress movement. That is not the case. The shadow of doubt that comes with the name of Mr. Machine is the link to President Jacob Zuma. We're expressing our doubt because we don't want to now explain the linkages to the president and how they have worked out in many institutions of government. That's basically what we're saying as a point of departure. But we're making a much bigger argument, a much more important principle here, is agenda mix. Is that we've got to not have a situation where it's 5 men against 1 woman. That is what we're creating. We can't be seen as parliament to be creating patriarchal structures to reinforce persons that women are not capable. Because the argument is that machining is not capable. The question of the capability, we close it. All these candidates that have been forwarded have come highly recommended. So we close the question of accountability. What are the next criteria? And we're saying that the next important thing to consider is a woman. So that there are diverse voices in the commission. And look, I think Janet, I know Janet, I think we'll support the name of Janet Love. Also, they look like they does not have a problem with Janet because she was linked to the liberation study. So what is waiting you? Let's have a gender mix. So if you are not convinced about our doubts with your president, with the president of the republic, and by extension, our president, if you are not buying that particular argument that we think a personal link to him is not proper, we're saying gender. Gender, like five men against one woman is not strong. So that's to place a woman with a woman. Society will even be motivated that as their leaders and representatives who are continuing to defend the principles that are critical. So I want to hear an argument against gender spread here. No one has made it. Remember, one woman is fine. It's not an argument. You have not defended it. You are from a organization that says 50-50 for instance. But here you don't say 50-50. You say one woman is enough. But every day there you are reminding people 50-50. When the opportunity for you to recommend more women comes, you say no, one woman is enough. Why? Because they have a focused position and mandate. What is raising you, making a plea, let the commission be gender spread. And gender lab may be, in a way, the proper person in that regard. Sure.
You are done. I think, honourable members, I'm not sure whether we have informed ourselves on the persons that may not be appointed as commissioner in terms of the Electoral Commission Act. And if I have to assist you, no person shall be appointed as a member of the commission unless he or she is a South African citizen. Does not at that stage have a high party political profile. And that person has been recommended by this committee of the National Assembly and has been nominated by a committee of the National Assembly proportionally composed as the multi-party committee. And then among whatever it is prohibited, there isn't any indication of any relationship to the president or whatever. And if the panel that has actually made the interviews then have managed to recommend all of them to us, that means one of them is eligible in terms of the act to fill that particular vacancy. Honorable Islam?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm going to be very short. I wanted to support the name of Ms. Love because, first of all, she's working with a non-governmental and she left politics 50 years ago. So I will support her and also with her qualification. Thank you.
Okay, and then Honorable Kenya.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm worried that the idea that ultimately it's about gender. We are the champions of gender. And fortunately, we are members of the Women's League of AIDS. So we know the gender policy. But that doesn't say to us we can't look, and that's why we don't have to be reminded. That doesn't say we can't look at somebody who is capable of doing this. And with experience, we are talking about experience here. If you look at it, must say you are even the Africa as why don't you look at the experience of Mr. Masini Mlizi in the African continent, looking that he has been there in the electoral committees of the electoral processes of the African continent, of the continent. Secondly, another issue, we are talking about there's nobody a politician here in this country. Everybody belongs where? Belongs somewhere. So this issue of saying a tackle of the politics today as a honorable necessary ambient on the politics side is really a problem. Because to my understanding now we are missing the part we are talking about politics because nobody here we are voting, everybody who's voting is voting for the party. Wherever she is voting she was doing. So really I'm also recommending the name of Masinini to be the leader of that electoral office. Thank you.
Okay. I think it looks like there is some sort of consolidation of the proposals. Any other hand that goes up, I think, will just simply be recycling what you have said. Unless if there is anything different or a member intends to withdraw or to withdraw. Otherwise, that's simply to recycle what we expect. It may not assist us. Let me hear Maxine whether it is no longer covered in general. Because otherwise it's just simply repetitive of the same thing.
Thanks, sir. No, I concur with you. I just want to persuade the committee to withdraw the name of machine. After a very good articulative from the honorable member there, you are saying a champion of gender, SAC, so Kabu Kumete must follow suit, because...
I think honorable member, that I guess I'm saying is that, let's just be orderly a little bit. That's why I'm saying there is a consolidation now of a proposal for Janet Love and a proposal for Mashinini. That's what I'm hearing now in front of me. That's what I'm hearing now in front of me. And it doesn't help us continue talking. Because we'll just simply be repeating what we've said. And then I think what we may need to do, it may be to give yourself maybe a break of some sort, so that you don't influence yourself in other. And when you come back here, then you tell us who will be withdrawing a proposal. If not, then you vote and finish the matter.
If she was really, really keen on gender equality, she should have raised that in God's ear.
That's why I was saying the problem that we should not continue.
Yeah.
She has actually said, honorable friend, you see, it's, for honorable matter, I think she has actually done what she was supposed to do when you are interacting and influencing yourself and then during the break, because it may end up looking dirty when you start throwing these things around and against each other. You see? So, thank you very much. And then I think you honorable member, you just need some sort of a 15-minute break among yourself, 15 to 20 minutes. And then you talk among yourself, and then when you come back here, then you tell us that it's too little. Let me make the decision. Let's take the 15 minutes. Then those that have got no role in influencing anyone, then can have a, I'm not sure whether there is tea outside there. Then indulge yourself there, but the honorable members, please talk to each other, come back, and then after 15 minutes, and then we will then take the decision. Thank you very much, and then we are not upset with the properties of the party.
I'm not going to go. I have a lot of your opinion. But my intelligence is correct. One can argue to create an institution which becomes an old institution to some extent as a board, and then argue that it's an engendered approach. To me, that just doesn't make sense at all. I raised it upfront initially so that we could at least find each other on the principle of gender representation on the IEC, on the board. But clearly there is no support for that proposal from the ANC, and we must accept that and must move on. For whatever the reasons that the ANC wants to advance, with respect their choice on it, if they don't believe it's important to have sufficient representation of women at the IEC, then that's their view. We obviously disagree with that view. We think that there should be more women representation at the IEC, and for that reason I put that proposal on the table in the very beginning in the hope that we could find each other on that. The second point, Chair, is that it's exactly because it's the national interest of concern for us. We all know about the various institutions that support the country and the amount of information that has been in the media recently, which I wouldn't go into now, and how these institutions are falling apart because of political influence from very senior leaders in political in the ANC. And I don't want us to have that view here, but that's the fact. This is the reality. And this is another institution that we are going to do everything in our power to make sure that we protect it and that we isolate it from any form of political manipulation. And to suggest that a candidate who has such close linkages and so cozy with the president of the ANC is something that we cannot live with. Our position remains, and our proposal is that this committee support the nomination of Janet Love to be appointed to the IEC board. Thank you.
Okay,
no problem. Look at
the
very good name. I promise you that. No, it does make sense to say that the question of gender is not about numbers in a society that votes, in committees that vote, where majority rules. It doesn't make sense to say the question of gender is not about numbers. It is about numbers in some instances and in some respects. That's number one. Number two, the question of national interest, it's precisely that we have to undo ourselves on the shackles of patriarchy, of men who are always advantaged by getting experience than women, as men who are always getting more opportunities than women. It's precisely then gender empowering perspective that you say we need to give them a chance to be experienced because society does not. So to come here and say, no, it's just experience, it's precisely the work of reproducing patriarchy. And women in the committee, the honorable members who are women in the committee who have spoken, who have also said that it's about experience. That's precisely the language of reproducing a society where men are traditionally given more opportunities than women. It's the same thing with white people. No, it's not about this. It's about experience. When they give the CEO position to a white person, when are black people going to be given the opportunity to actually get the experience? So you have no argument against gender. You have not made it. As a matter of fact, you have reproduced the very argument that reproduced patriarchy and male domination in society. Now, the question of capabilities, what I say to you, the honorable chairperson said to us, all these candidates, as shortlisted, are capable to serve in IEC. They are capable. There's no question about their capacity. So why are we still debating capacity? Because you have no interest of women at heart. That is what it means. Because once the question of capacity is clarified, it's quite a woman. There are only 200 men in the IEC commission. Let's go for a woman. None of you whatsoever has said why we can't go for a woman. So we want to support that. And by the way, just to put it on the record again, Mr. Honorable Chairperson, if that machine is linked to James Zuma, the President of the Republic, his personal advisor, if that, which, by the way, comes with doubt, comes with shadow of doubt, that's what we are seeing in the IEC, the shadow of the link, the personal link to the President. That's what you are doing. But leave that. I'm saying to you, you have women that have been shortlisted. They are as capable, according to the people who spoke to them. We did not talk to them. We did not interview them. We are told the people who have interrogated them are saying all these people are capable to serve in the commission. was proposing Janet Love. She's got a huge wealth of experience, politically credible. She was in the trade union movement. She's in the Human Rights Commission. She understands. She's capable. Why not? Why not give her the opportunity to allocate and get more experience, not allocate, to accrue experience, so that we can talk about experienced women as well. That's our submission. Thank you very much. And women always do this. They come in committees to reproduce patriarchy. They are the defenders of patriarchy. And I want to challenge the honorable members who are women in the committee. That's precisely what it said. It said men are more experienced, and then you say yes, and then society becomes more and more men-led. That is what happens.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think firstly, before I put in my submission, I would just like to say that it's some women, not all women, as Honorable Josie is saying, that, you know, women are the ones that are in support of this type of issue that was addressing. It's some women, not all women. Secondly, as the IC, I'll first like to withdraw the name of Shalele and Kathleen Depo, the name that I proposed first, and I would like to state that we are in support of Janet Love. But I would just like to mention a few areas which are quite important to us. The chairperson stated that the Chief Justice has given us all these CVs. It means that they've undergone the best of times and the best of eyes and skills and everything else. And we do take note of this. Although, as I stated earlier, chairperson, I was actually taken aback when I heard that Honorable Clayton Mashinini has been with President Zuma, and now it has also been stated that he wants the personal advisors. I'm still shocked about that. I'm still going to investigate about that. I'm not comfortable with that type of a person coming into such a position. My next issue is going to be about the issue of gender. Chairperson, we have been through this gender issue for many years. I remember many years back, even before 94, when we started on with the Women's National Coalition and the Beijing issues. Some of us went, some did not, and we went on and on and on. Until when, actually, there was documentation as well as policies and manifestos, especially among the ANC, which addressed the matter of 50-50 among men and women. I think when now we are stating the way, or we're hearing the way it is said, that, you know, this matter is not about gender, it's about gendering, and so that I think we need to go back and speak to that. The certain documents that need to be changed, specifically the manifestos of certain political parties, because when we go to the people out there and we are saying to the people, would like them to vote for us, we use this type of way, the 50-50, so that people can listen to us. So the manifestos need to be changed, the policy documents need to be changed, so that people get an understanding that we are not for the 50-50. Because if we are for the 50-50 as we are proposing right now at the ISC, then we need to ensure that there isn't one woman. And at any rate, most of the people, or all the cities that we got, are highly qualified people. They will be able to hit the road running. So if we go for Janet Love, she will definitely hit the road running. She will make sure that she does the work as expected. And I think that is very important for us to actually look into. And as I stated, there's a lot that needs to be corrected in order for the South African public to get an understanding that maybe at times we use certain words or certain statements or certain policy statements to put us as politicians or as political parties, which is incorrect. Let us state the 50-50 for what it is and ensure that it is an issue which is done in our country as we go around talking to our people in our manifesto. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, it looks like a member still wants to speak. He would rather try to do what just simply to solicit his final comments from the party representatives. Of course, I do recognize that you are individual members in your own right. But I think that there is a little bit of a misinterpretation that needs to be clear. I have that clear that the 8 names that we are having here, they have actually specified the requirements that the Chief Justice, together with his panel, were evaluating these members. All of them, according to the Chief Justice, they are eligible and qualified to feel that they can be in terms of the people of the act that the Chief Justice wants to. Now, it is up to this community. What is there that wants to do with the IEC? What is there that wants to see in the IEC? What is there that you want to do with the capacity of the IEC? And hence that's why at the beginning I was saying, when considering this matter, like Ed was saying to all of the honorable members, that we're facing elections next year, and there is no time for any other things. We need to actually empower that, the commission, and make sure that it is able to deliver, because there is no one among us who would like the IEC that will fail us next year. I don't think there is anybody that likes that particular situation. Therefore, it becomes an important consideration. There is no one who wants an IEC that will actually really deliver something that can be declared to be fair and credible. No one wants it. And hence, I use the word, it should not be mechanical. Because when people become mechanical, we may defeat our own intention on the IEC that we want to see and the IEC that we want to decide over the election next year and make sure that we continue as a country to manage the election and the results be declared credible and fair. I think all of us, that's what we want, and therefore we need to actually apply our minds correctly and make sure that we achieve. As a president, definitely, yes, I really want to see a capable commission. A capable commission that can deliver these elections that are coming next year on this short space of time. Probably we may be even less than 15 months or so, if not 20 months, I'm not sure, but our calculation is that we are left with less than 18 months to those elections, and therefore, and then we really have to make sure that we don't decapacitate the IEC to deliver that election. And therefore, I've seen Honorable Maxen had a hand up, and Honorable Kane had a hand up, and like, as I would say again, that it may not help to repeat what we have said many times. It will not help. If that particular break did not yield the desired outcome, then we may talk until cows come home, but we may not ever do. You know, in the meeting situation, I'm not sure, unless if we have got high capacity, you know, that we are able to change course. But I mean, we have been given a way to talk to each other and still come back like that. And then it may not be advisable to talk endlessly. Let me hear Honorable Maxwell, then will be followed by Honorable Kenya, then will be followed by Honorable Hussein, then by Honorable Rafuji. And then I think that should take us to the end of the discussion. You may proceed, Honorable Maxwell.
No, okay, I think go honorable those. Okay, no, okay, I was just saying that I think honorable those has articulated very well our position and the FF that at no stage that we can sort out the gender tracking. I've been hearing from other people outside even here say, no, we haven't achieved what we have achieved. So our argument is to let us start here. Honorable Ndlozi has correctly put so that Janet Love has been correctly selected by the Chief Justice. It's obvious that she is qualifying to take this job. Again, Chair, it will be very consistent that the former commissioner of IEC was a woman. And Honorable Ndlozi saying, among the commissioner, the staff of IEC, the only one woman against five men. Those that were not going to be seen as opposing to that. If you remember, there was a strong disparity of men, chairperson, even during apartheid, there was that gap. It can't be even during this democratic dispensation
that you can't advise this topic of women. It's our duty. We are voted by people from the ground. We are here in this very important institution as women leaders to persuade the strategy of women. It's our duty. So this commission has considered that very clear, Chairperson, that we have advanced those kind of struggles. Those women out there who are still suffering from tribal oppression, it must be the thing of the past. It can't be correctly documented. It can't be. You know, we are coming from political parties, I agree. We as women there... As women there, we are the number one who say yes, let me vote for Ubabu Kumete as the chairperson. And we begin to ask ourselves, as a woman leader, where are you heading to? Where are you heading to? Because now the society is ready for women to be led by the women. So all of us must consider that this committee must do their justice.
Okay, thanks. I just hope that you are not declaring war between men and women. I just hope that that is not your intention. Honorable Kate.
Thank you, Mr. President. Certainly, Kota has been in the struggle for women for quite a long time, more than 20 years ago. So, what I am saying now, are we really funny when you say that you are concerned about gender? Because in the same institution, there actually is well got over 120 ratio of men in the same institution we are in. Now we are saying this critical, we are not saying, we know it's gender party, we are talking about, but what are saying? In this critical institution, with electorate. We are concerned who must lead that electorate. We know the status. We know everything. All these things that here, West and AC, they are, this policy is not even cared for. When people talk to them, they talk about this gender. Equality, when it suits them. Because it was a fair thing. In the same party, you hardly see women here. So don't be defeated in this situation you are in. We can't be committed. I'm sorry. We can't be honest members to talk about, let's start here. Why start in this critical area if you want to say something about 50-50? As it was saying, not in this area to continue the 50-50. I thank you. Yes. Chairperson, I think we are not going to be holding from here. We, the whip of the committee, have proposed, and this is not about patriarchy, because the very institution was run by women, and we don't want to see this institution wanting, and that is the reason. We are not fools, we are not stupid, that is why we took. We nominated Umashinini to be the one who will be able to run this institution. And it's not about patriarchy, and it's not about gender, but it's about the capable person who can be able to run this institution. We are only left with humans, and we want to see things happening in the IEC. I tell you, and I think gender is also part of respect. Because if ever you don't respect other persons, you know, it is futile. It was a little time. So if ever a person is talking about gender patriarchy, we must, you know, we want to see it happening. Even, I thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Zain.
Yeah, Chair, let me not engage in the debate of gender equality. But the reality is that in this particular instance, the ANC does not want to support women for that point. That's a fact. So we're not going to try and run all over the place to try and find some good arguments to back our point. The fact is that the ANC does not want to support a woman to the position of the IEC. That's a fact. And we respect that. We move on. People out there must decide for themselves. Chair, I want to appeal to you and I want to appeal to the ANC on this point. It is absolutely critical that the IEC, as the guardian of our democracy in South Africa, is isolated from all forms of political manipulation or even the public perception thereof. So the ANC to want to support someone who has such a close link with the president of the ANC, who's a personal advisor of the ANC, clearly the public perception out there is definitely going to be that the credibility the independence and the trust of the independent electoral institution is going to be brought into question. And so I'm appealing to you and I'm appealing to the ANC colleagues to withdraw the nomination of Mr. Mashinini in the broader interest of the country. We cannot continue down this road. There are a number of other institutions that have already gone beyond the state of disrepair. And the IEC, one of those institutions that we absolutely have to defend with our lives. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, honourable members, I think I really did not want to engage in the debate what I'm sharing, but I'm a full member of the committee. And I think you must respect each other. If one has chosen A, if one chose B, then one has chosen B. The one that has chosen A, you cannot say that you don't want to choose B. You can't say that. You can't say the one that has chosen B, you don't want to choose A. You are putting weight in other people's mouths. Therefore, the consideration that are making everybody for the right to make his or her own considerations and make a choice on the basis of whatever methods that are in front of him or her. And therefore, I think it is important that we just desist from doing that, putting ways. And then the other thing that I just wanted to raise is that, you know, it's as politicians, as much as we've got the freedom of speech, but sometimes also we must communicate the correct message. Just simply to utter a statement that says this person is linked to the president, and without saying anything, and then at the end of the day, it may be a misrepresentation. Because there is context under which the report that comes from the chief that it indicates that that particular linkage is going to happen. And therefore, we are speaking in public. We are speaking in public at the moment, and therefore we have got also an obligation to communicate the correct facts rather than misrepresenting the facts. And because the panel of the Chief Justice has actually talked to me, and the CVs have been sent to all members, and then so we should be able to really represent correctly the facts that are in front of us. Then I think it was Honorable Gumede who was followed. Yes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And I sincerely believe that we have ended our debate passionate, lively, and well-meaning and healthy, and promising for our democracy that we have a very healthy dialogue. But at the end of the track, at some point, we've got to make a proposal. And let me, before I make a proposal, say that Mr. Mashinini has had a professional relationship with the presidency, not with the president of the presidency. The presidency, according to the Chief Justice. And we made a difference between the presidency and the president. Added to that, he has had a relationship with a number of countries in elections. So it is not only the South African government, it is this different African governments as well. So because we are not able to persuade each other, I propose that I make a proposal now, Chairperson, and formally propose that Mr. V.M. Mashinini be recanting on behalf of the ANC. Thank you.
Okay. I think now you have actually debated this particular matter. You are all informed. And because we have got the two names in front of us, then we must now ask for a democratic process of seeing the support on the tuning. We must put the tuning now to you, honorable members, to assist me to know which one is the one that we are recommending now. And just need to clarify, I think when you start engaging in the voting process, then honorable those is not participating in the vote. It must be made clear, that one. And then you should be able to proceed. You want to make some final statement? Or what? Because honorable members, you must just watch out that you may end up speaking the whole day and repeating exactly what you have been saying. Either in one way or another form, but just need to repeat what you have been saying. And honorable members, okay, what should I do? Can I give ourselves then 5 minutes then? Please, let's have 5 minutes so that we have a consolidated DA proposal, not a fragmented one. Honorable members, let us suspend this proceeding for 5 minutes and give the main opposition an opportunity to clarify themselves. Thank you. When they come back in, then we'll resume. Unless if there are others that want also to talk to us. Thank you very much.
I'll make a point. It starts from betting. In fact, you never see when you be before betting. Because they are talking about gender cycles.
I just wanted to confirm that we have the nomination of Machinini that is in front of us, and also we have, and it has been supported by members. We have the name of Mizav is supported by a member. Luckily, we had the name of Ms. Gepu withdrawn lucky because it actually reduces the banana. And then now it is a left or a right that now you are faced with, other than left, forward, and right. So it should be a lot more easier to know whether you are on the right or on the left, or forward or backward or whatever. I would now like to see by show of hands, honorable members, the support of the name of Mashini as a name that we must recommend to the House. By show of hands, the support of Mr. Mashini, who are supporting that name. God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 hands are supporting the name of Mashini. Can we then go to the name of Slav? Can you see by show of hands? And then we have got 1, 2, 3, 4. I was not an expert of mathematics, but I enjoyed it at school, so I can count three. So, honorable members, then we have 5 hands against 4 hands, then the support of the name of Mr. Mashini. It is the name of Mr. Mashini supported by 5 hands against only 4 for Ms. Love. And I really need to thank you for having resolved that conundrum. No, honorable members. I did try by all means to give honorable members an opportunity to speak and speak and speak. That's why then I actually have reached this particular point to say we can't speak forever. Although we are paid for speaking, but we can't speak forever. And then now, give me the opportunity, honorable members. I'm saying is I need to thank you for having shown your support to the name, but then the support that we have is the 5 hands that support Mr. Mashini and 4 hands support Islam, and then the name of Mr. Mashini will carry, and then we'll definitely put that report that indicates what was the majority support on the 2 names, which is the name of Mr. Mashini. And my intention is not necessarily to reopen this page, but I'm not going to suppress you, honorable say the next one. But at least means that we don't reopen the debate and but we say the thing that you wanted to say. We are functioning as a committee, and when the democratic process has unfolded and we have reached a decision, then it is important that we must accept the democratic outcome, and we should be able to indicate that this is the democratic outcome of the community of men and women, and then engage the business of color. Honorable Hussein?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to request that our decision be recorded on the minutes and the report to the to us. But we do not have a view, and the minority report should be included in that report.
I'll respond a little bit later on that one. Honorable Minister.
Yes, Chair, we would like also to put on record the DSS that will never sell the strategy of gender in the society. So we encourage the women make love more to continue and agitate the strategy of gender as she did. I think you can.
And I tried to ask you to assist me in doing that, and you are not assisting me. That's why I said, you know, we should open the debate that we have done. That's why honorable is saying, with a high integrity, make sure that you communicate what you want to communicate, which was a part of the debate. Thank you, honorable is saying. And that's what I expected from honorable Max, and that's not done. So. Let us not open the debate. Yes, Honorable Mango.
Chairperson, I just want to say that I think the report will be tabled and written the way reports are written, where actually the view of ourselves as people that did not vote for Mashinini will be stated with the parties. I think that is how generally our reports are written in that line. So if that is done, Chair, we will definitely acknowledge that. Thank you, sir.
Like I guess I've said, I'll speak to the particular matter. The issue of the voting will be reflected in the minutes of the meeting. But the report to the House is about the resolution of the particular vote.
Yes.
The resolution of the vote. We haven't seen that report of the social panel. And it's going to eventually. We have taken a resolution that the name of the machine law under on the basis of the policy. That's the report that will be going to the House. The minute will reflect the split of the vote and form part of the run of the particular commission. Okay, I think that is clear. Honourable members, then I think I need to thank the panel of the Chief Justice for having gone to extra miles to actually assist the Parliament to really get people that are suitable for us to be interpreted. And their report, I think, assisted us to be able to understand what they are dealing with. And then we have been able to receive points where the name of the machine was recommended to the House for agreement. I thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Position of commission. Commissioner. Okay.
My honorable, here is the line. All people shall have their rights in the occupied land.